Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing What Faith Can Do, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled That's What Faith Can Do, from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. And don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining. Gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen dreams that move the mountains. Hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky. Broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard. Impossible is not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. And everybody's scared. When they decide to take that step out on the water, but it'll be alright. And life is so much more than what your eyes are seeing. You will find your way if you keep believing. I've seen dreams that move the mountains. When you don't have a chance, when the world says you can't, it'll tell you that you can. I've seen dreams that move the mountains, hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky. Falling,
Amen. Yeah, if you'd married to me, you'd say the same thing. Amen. But anyway, no, baby, you're fine and dandy. I tell you, you're fine as frogs. I mean, you're fine as silk. I shouldn't say fine as frogs hair. But anyway, you're fine. You're great. You're wonderful. It's me and my cantankerous ways and hard-headedness. Amen. Some of you guys not like that, are you? Amen. But I've been blessed. But anyway, yes, we've had 45 years, and it's not always been easy, but it's always been good because God's been in the midst of it. Amen. I tell you, the key to our home and the success of our home and the blessing of our home is the fact that we learn to keep the miracle-working power of God in the middle of what we do. Amen. Well, this past week, we had several challenges hit us and things come up. You know, it's amazing when you pray and put it in God's hands how He works. It's amazing how God just moves so miraculously in your life if you learn to trust Him today. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you today, God is a miracle-working God. Amen. We went to the doctor this past Friday. You know, I didn't walk in afraid, worried, befuddled, or anything else. She had her eye appointment. 4 years plus, she has been going and having a needle stuck in her left eye. The eyeball, not the corner, not the side, not above nor beneath, in the eyeball. And I'm sitting over there like a worm in hot ashes in the corner, praying, God, please let this thing be over. I'm about ready to scream. 4 years we've gone through this. Well, you know, we'd be going every 4 weeks. Every month we were going over there. We were going through the routine. We'd hear the rhetoric. We'd hear the dialogue. We'd listen to the doctor. And we'd walk out saying, well, someday, God's still on the throne. So here over the last few months, we've seen the 4 weeks move out to 6 weeks. The 6 weeks move out to 8 weeks. The 8 weeks move out to 9, 10 weeks. And this past week, he said that it's really stabilized and it's looking so much better. And he moved the appointment out to 3 months, 12 weeks. He said, well, he hasn't healed her yet. Oh, how do you know that? Because I believe that he has. Amen. And I believe that he is. And I believe that he's going to. And I believe he's got it all under control. Amen. Not only that, but we've had other things. And I'm not going to go through our checklist. I tell you, it's amazing when you pray and you put it in God's hands. And you believe and you trust God what God can do. See, I believe in miracles, dear friend. And I believe that God's still in the miracle working business. But you've got to meet the condition of God in order to receive that miracle to be performed in your life. In order for God to do what God wants to do, you've got to meet the condition. It's just not you running up and saying, here I am, God, do it. You've got to meet a condition to what God desires to do in your life. So God does according as His Word says today. This is how you get the miracles of God. You read this and you practice this and you live this and you believe this and you stake your life on it. I promise you on the authority of this Word and the promises of God that are contained over 3,000 promises in the pages of this book, God will do what God said He will do. Amen. Amen. Now, there are going to be places in your life that things will be turned upside down by the circumstances that you cannot control. Recently, America has suffered another circumstance of shock and unbelief. You get up in the mornings and you just don't know what's going to be next, do you? 5 men wearing the blue of the uniform to protect and to defend that community in Dallas, Texas, was shot down in cold, malicious blood. I still believe in our men who wear the uniform, not just out defending the cause for freedom on the foreign battlefields of the military. I still believe in our policemen, and I still believe in our EMS men and women, and each one that stands to protect us. Now you say, well, I don't like cops. Well, if you don't like cops, it's probably because you're breaking the law. Amen. Amen. They're just upholding what we believe in. And I appreciate today that we have, sure, not all of them today may be clear, clean, and everything they ought to be. But honestly, are you clear, clean, and everything you ought to be? Amen. Are you all that God's called you to be today? I mean, you know, we all fall short. But let me tell you what, there's absolutely no sense and what happened in Dallas. And I was listening to a local, not a local, but a news report on the radio the other day, just yesterday, as a matter of fact. And this particular commentator, who's well known, I won't mention his name, was talking about that we are going to face more of what happened in Dallas, and even to a greater extent. Because we have come to the place that we think, well, terrorism today is pretty much contained in people flying planes into buildings. Well, no, it's gone far beyond that. You've got to understand today, friend, listen. We're in a problem in our nation today. We're in a problem not only in our nation, but globally speaking in the whole world. And the problem has been festering. And it's not today a race problem. It's not a gun problem. The problem that we're facing is a sin problem. We've got sin in our nation. We've got sin on our streets. We've got sin in our homes. We've got sin in our churches. And then we wonder why we are like we are. We are like a bunch of animals, bless God. We need today to get back to the altars of God and start crying out for the mercy and the forgiveness that only God can give. Amen. It was the same problem that caused 80-plus lives to be lost by a terrorist, a maniac, behind the wheel of a box truck, mowing down people in Nice, France. He said, preacher, I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to pray is what we're going to do. We're going to trust God is what we're going to do. And we're going to lift up our heads, not in defeat, but in belief today, that knowing that one glorious day, all these things would come to pass. He said, lift up your head and rejoice, because your redemption, your King, your Lord, your Savior is coming soon. Amen. Praise God. There must be a return to righteousness within our nation. It's not what the Republicans are going to do to this week in Ohio, or the Democrats, or whoever else, or whatever party. We are at the crossroads of decision as a nation. A point where Christian America today must do what God has led us to do. A young man sat on the pews of this church this past Sunday. His name is David Lee, and he's sitting right there. God gave him a vision, a focus, gave him a dream. He took that and ran from this church this past week. He's been on WSET, he's been on WLNI, and he's been talking about what this vision is. We were able, by the process of Facebook, that he established the site, Pray for America. Pray for America. Pray. What God said in His Word, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, I will heal their land. Hallelujah. There was a vision. I applaud you in what you did. And I applaud you what you told me Friday in this church. There was a season of prayer here. And now I applaud what He is going to do. This is not a one-time stab in the dark. This is a weekly occurrence every week, every Friday at high noon. Every born-again, blood-believing child of God is to fall down, whether it's on the job, in your car, on the street corner, or wherever you are in your home, and to pray for this nation to come back to God. Amen.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796, and press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.